WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. Total rainfall measured at Easterwood Airport is nearly an inch and a half. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Attendance in the Bryan School District rebounded last Friday, the first day following the Day Without Immigrants protest.
The day before, less than 5% of Bryan's more than 15,000 students were absent. The percentage nearly tripled to more than 14% on the day of the protest. The day after, the absentee rate returned to less than 5%. Nearly 30% of the student body at Milam Elementary was gone the day of the protest, along with 23% at Jane Long Middle School and 21% at Jones Elementary. The day before and the day after the protest, absentee rates at 22 of 24 Bryan campuses were less than 10%. That number dropped to 7 the day of. There were 6 elementaries: Butlin, Branch, Houston, Johnson, Mitchell, and Ross, along with Bryan Collegiate High School. In College Station, there were 146 more absences the day of the protest compared to the day before. There was no breakdown by campus. More data about last week's school attendance is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There may be another reason to visit Northgate. This Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal to create a bronze porch featuring musicians Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keen. Thursday night's City Council meeting includes a request for partial funding of the bronze porch of Keen and Lovett sitting and playing guitars as they were on the front porch of Keen's rental house on Church Avenue.
And it's to represent these gentlemen more or less as they appear during their college years.
The city's Jay Sokol says from the original idea by a features writer at the Eagle, Rob Clark, the concept is to place a 6-foot-wide and 10-foot-long bronze porch on the city promenade behind the Dixie Chicken. An empty chair separates the artists for fans to sit and take photos. Sokol says A&M System Chancellor John Sharp will pay half the cost, and the council will be asked to pay what is not covered by donations from the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. The Bryan City Council listened to 4 minutes of capital project updates at their last meeting. There was applause after City Manager Keen Register announced the completion of an enrichment center at the Bryan Animal Center.
Dogs are enjoying their new recreation area, and Hugh just informed me before the meeting that I believe our last month's euthanization rate was 18%.
Ooh.
Yeah, very close to being a no-kill shelter, yeah. I believe.
Register reported the BCS Metropolitan Planning Authority will be voting soon on how to spend $12 million a year starting in 2018 on new highway projects in the Twin Cities.
The following projects are under discussion and consideration: FM 158 from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder Freeway, and that would be in FY20. FY21, Texas Avenue from University to Highway 21, and in FY25, Highway 21 from Texas Avenue to Highway 6.
Register says the city has completed new traffic signals at 25 locations and is nearly completed with replacing signal controller boxes at 41 locations. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. Text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
7:10, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Through today, mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, which may cause some flooding, high temperatures 70 to 75. Tonight, lingering showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cooling back down into the upper 50s. Maybe a shower early Tuesday, then some sunshine for the afternoon, up to 75 degrees. Mostly sunny skies Wednesday, 75 to 80. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the weekend was full of Aggie sports, including the Aggie men's and men's basketball teams win over Auburn on Saturday, and the A&M women's teams lost to Mississippi State yesterday. Plus, both the Aggie baseball and softball teams had a huge weekend, and we'll go over all the details. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7-11. So that's kind of an interesting story about that bench they want to put in Northgate.
Yes, it's a porch.
Yeah, that deal to be able to sit next to the stars.
Right,
is that,
you can like sit in between
cutouts?
Them.
Oh,
no, I think it's gonna. They're gonna be their figures are gonna
okay.
be there playing
wow.
guitars.
Wow,
and then you get to sit in between them and take a picture.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, and Rob Clark is kind of a music geek. I mean,
right.
he does a lot of he. You know, writes reviews and stuff like that. I think he's written a book about music and such. So interesting that he would be part of the instigator for that.
Right.
And so now, do Robert Earl Keane and Lyle Lovett get to approve what they look like?
Well, it does sound like they have been discussing this,
yeah.
you know, discussing the plan. So I would think they get to kind of maybe have a final say.
Okay, well, that would be...
I would think usually if a statue's made of you, but I don't know.
There have been some statues out there that have just been god-awful.
Right.
Right, and that's why you want to make sure that it doesn't look that way.
Yeah.
But, that whole area has changed so much since then. And, The A&M Presbyterian Church used to be right where I think it's Traditions. Is that the name of the complex
it
there?
It is. Mm-hmm.
And I growing up, I went to the A&M Presbyterian Church. And those houses across the street, one of those was because they would laugh about how they would sit there in their underwear with people coming out of church.
On Sunday mornings.
Yeah, sure. You know,
yeah,
and so
nice.
That was kind of fun. And and I imagine most folks know, but in case you don't, the Boyette family owned those houses there. They own that property. They may still own that property for all I know. But what would happen is Mr. Boyette would stop and get them to come help him out with a bull or something and some of his property. And I don't know if that was in lieu of them not being able to pay rent or what.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it is. It's just, and they mentioned the LaSalle Hotel, of course, which is in downtown Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen the video of Lyle Lovett walking in downtown Bryan, it's kind of, and it was referenced actually last week as they were making, Downtown Bryan Association was making a presentation to the city council in the workshop session. They talked about that video and Lyle Lovett walking in downtown Bryan with boarded up windows and weeds growing up through the cracks in the concrete that basically were knee high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So things have changed a lot since then, but nonetheless, it's kind of a touchstone for us in Bryan College Station for those guys to look back and do that. And I think that's a good way for us to honor what they've done.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the biggest injury in your state? The biggest injury in your state?
Rattlesnake bites.
Rattlesnake bites. Well, actually, it's close. It's insect bites.
Oh, okay. Ah.
Insect bites. We share that along with Nebraska and Missouri and Virginia and North Carolina. Others, kind of not so much fun.
Yeah.
For instance, in California, it's a motor vehicle accident.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, and actually looking at some of these, okay, motor vehicle accident there and in Arizona, suffocation in Nevada and Idaho.
What?
And
why?
Sprained neck in Oregon.
Oh.
Now, here's
maybe
my
they're climbing those trees.
But here's my concern. I mean, what kind of overexertion in a couple of other states. How do insect bites even qualify by comparison to those other things?
Right. Well, they have to be serious enough, I guess, to go to the hospital or a doctor at least.
And, you know, of course, when we hear about
because it's not like we're reporting our mosquito bites at home.
So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, in Pennsylvania, it's chest injuries. In New York, it's knee injuries. In Florida, it's head injuries. And here, it's insect bites. So, again, what's important in some places may not be as important in others.
Right.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. All right. Okay, nobody won the lottery. It's waiting on you. What are you going to do?
Buy a ticket.
$403 million coming up on Wednesday night. Of course, you got to buy a ticket to be able to win.
Indeed.
Now, after the government takes their cut, $243 million is the cash value and all that stuff. So, and I know it takes $292 million to one that you're going to win. But, you know, if you want to spend a buck or two to get the chance to do that, then that's fine. Okay, so for all the problem that Ivanka Trump has been having with her products, comes now the story that her perfumes have taken over the top two best-selling spots on Amazon.com's beauty section.
All right.
That's that. As of early Saturday, her, Ivanka Trump Eau du Parfum Spray for Women and the Ivanka Trump for Women Rollerball.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
No idea. So
we're going to let you tell us.
So it's still perfume, but it comes with a rollerball at the top instead of a spray.
Interesting.
So usually they're in smaller bottles, and they're great to just like throw in your purse or travel with.
A little freshen up kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And then you just roll the liquid onto your, you know, wrist or neck.
Like roll-on deodorant.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't do that anymore, do they? They used to do a roll-on deodorant.
I think they still have some. I think some brands
still do
roll-on.
All right, okay. That's cool. It's not like I switch brands a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Not as popular anymore.
Well, now think about that. When was the last time you changed deodorant brands, and why did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, for guys, that's a different answer because we only got like three choices.
Yeah. Right. Girls, you know, try different things more often.
Guys just go, will it keep my beer cold, and will it get out of my way and not bother me?
Right?
Yeah. Quite honestly, what happened last time I changed it was because it was a physiological thing. I ended up getting a reaction to deodorant. I've been using for years, and so I had to change ever since then. Then I don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, we don't worry about the fragrances, I don't think.
Yeah.
Don't think. We just want to make sure that, you know.
I think, like, high school boys and maybe some college-age kids still do that, you know, like, Axe body spray.
Well, that is supposed to be just amazingly intense, right? I mean, we've had stories about that.
Yeah. It's intense for about 3 minutes and then it's gone.
All right. Okay. Kind of like chewing gum.
Yeah. I think also for guys, you know, as far as a fragrance goes, I think we're more concerned about sticking with the same one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we like to smell like
us. I think that's probably right. So anyhow, the rollerball there is number one. Those are the number one two bestsellers. Retail between $15 and $46 on the website.
Really? That's pretty cheap for perfume. I mean, especially with Trump's name on it.
Yep. Well, which reminds me of the old All in the Family. Archie Bunker comes home and he's talking to Meathead and he said, man, they have really screwed up the prices down there at the drugstore. The little bottles of perfume are more expensive than the really big bottles of perfume. Having to do with the fact that it was quality, but Archie didn't know that. Sorry. Hate to have to explain that. People say that the surge in sales can be attributed to the assortment of sort of a counter boycott. Ivanka Trump's fashion accessories, clearly we know, dropped by Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Sears, TJ Maxx, and all that because of their poor sales performance. Trump-branded products have been targeted by hashtag grab your wallet campaign to protest the Trump campaign and its administration. Meanwhile, Trump-branded wines have sold out at two Richmond-area Wegmans stores, even as protesters urge shoppers to steer clear of the product.
Huh.
So there.
Interesting.
Yeah. The two different groups going against one another.
Right.
So decide it with your wallet. So how stupid do you have to be to post a picture of $70,000 in cash at your house on your Facebook page?
Pretty stupid.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
20-year-old did that in New York City last week.
Oh, well, he's 20.
Yep. Yeah, and last Thursday, the New York Post reports a group of men broke into his apartment, beat him with a frying pan until he told him where the cash was hidden in his refrigerator. Oh, by the way, they got the cash. Yeah.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what was he doing with $70,000 in cash?
Good point. Hello.
Attention, criminals.
Scott.
Yep.
This is Pete Bynski, Mumford School.
Pete.
We have no school today. We have no electricity. It kind of hit pretty hard out here.
Wow. So all right. Well,
The staff will report, but no students.
Got it. Pete, thank you for calling this morning.
Scott.
Okay, thank you. All right, there you go.
And that was Mumford, correct?
No school in Mumford today because they apparently had, I guess, straight line winds, something like that, that down the power lines. They don't have any power out there. But again, if you're a teacher or administrator there, then you need to be there. Okay. Today's President's Day. Yep. I guess that answers the question. Most kids have school today. I didn't know if that was necessarily the case or not.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So it's President's Day 2017. Again, you may have some doors rattled, like your post office is going to be closed. I know you want to go visit somebody from the IRS just because you like to stop in and see them, which I don't think you can do anymore. You used to. You could actually go into the IRS office, but now you can't do that anymore. Mm. But anyhow, most government offices are closed today, both state and federal, and then there'll be some banks that are closed and such. So, facts about presidents. Only two presidents have middle names that are the same as the last name of former presidents. There's Ronald Wilson Reagan and William Jefferson Clinton.
Hmm.
Gerald Ford was the first unelected vice president to become president and the only president drafted to play in the NFL.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know Gerald Ford was drafted to play in the NFL?
Yeah, the joke was he'd played too long without his helmet at Michigan. That's why they said that. Anyway, both the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. Benjamin Harrison, the first president to hire a woman in the White House.
Hey.
And also the first president to live in the White House that had electricity, but he was scared to flip the switches. Yeah, they were scared of electricity. They were afraid they'd get an electric shock if they flipped the switches. So they had to have people to do that.
That's how the woman got hired.
Yeah, there you go. George Washington's salary as president was $25,000, which is a lot of money back then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Today, President Trump's pulls down $400,000. Along with a $50,000 annual expense account, $100,000 non-taxable travel account, and $19,000 for entertainment expenses. I'm guessing he probably may use some of his own money for that,
too.
Didn't he say he wasn't going to take a salary?
Yeah, he did say that. Here's your quote for today. A man who reads nothing at all is better educated than a man who reads nothing but newspapers.
Mm.
Thomas Jefferson said that.
Wow. More see in the future.
I was gonna say, more true today than ever has been.
Yes, yeah. I think that's rather scary. So, who is the hardest partying president in history?
Hey.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Maxim Online wants to say, well, they said actually Martin Van Buren, who developed gout after drinking too much bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's now, an interesting story here. It's that Franklin Pierce quoted, announced upon leaving office that he had nothing left to do but get drunk. Okay? But do you know the story of Franklin Pierce? Franklin Pierce had three children. They all died.
Oh, wow.
In fact, the third child died on the train as he was going to Washington to be elected president.
Wow.
Consider that. A train crash. The train derailed, went down an embankment, and I think the boy was 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old. So consider how protective the parents were that they'd lost their first two.
Right.
Their third child dies in a train accident as they're going to Washington just before he's inaugurated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, they didn't teach you that in history class.
No.
So there you go. As far as if you got presidential stuff, what's worth something and what's not, the most valuable presidential autograph is William Henry Harrison, simply because he was only in office for 31 days before he died.
That's right.
Didn't sign that much stuff. But behind that is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and John Adams. They're valued anywhere between $2,500 to $10,000, depending on what it is that they signed. So there you go. That's how you even make money off President's Day. And, of course, you know, think about all the things that are for sale today. I mean, gosh, no better way to celebrate the our presidents than going out and buying something, right? All right, 724.
Mm-hmm.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum's Education Department has developed a new educational app called White House Dinner Dash. Help President George Bush and the First Lady entertain foreign leaders and guests while building diplomatic relations. This is a lighthearted, fast-paced educational game about White House state dinners during the presidency of our 41st president. Now available on Apple, Android, and desktop devices. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm TJ Reese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, our knowledge of tax laws and legislation allow us to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let us develop a strategy for you or your business.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning. Let's check our weather, shall we? It's 726, and the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We've got a flash flood watch that's going to be in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and a chance of some heavy rain out there. 72 is going to be our high. 58 for the low temperature tonight. We'll have partly sunny skies tomorrow, about 76, and we'll be near 80 on Wednesday and Thursday with plenty of sunshine then, and cool down to 59 on Thursday night. As far as the radar is concerned, the leading edge of this rain, again, it is moving very slowly, is headed into the Houston area right now. And the heaviest rain is that leading edge. Everything after that, I mean, it's there's some intensity, but nothing like that leading edge. It happens quite often. As far as the light rain is concerned, that is now just about at Hearn. So, again, moving slowly. It's probably going to be another hour or so before that line gets to Bryan College Station, but then you can expect it after that to stop raining. Just not exactly sure when at this time. And right now we've got what we've had all morning, 58 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, the liberals have come up with yet another way to protest the election. The NWRCC, National War Resistance Coordinating Committee, says that since Trump's inauguration, there's renewed interest in tax resistance. The NWRCC claims that something has clicked in the minds of thousands of people across the country who don't want to pay for Trump's agenda. So they're recycling a tactic left over from the Vietnam protest days. They're going to boycott taxes. The group says that people are joining the boycott because they're fed up with things that are part of the foundation of our country. What things? Well, extreme militarism, for one. Also, mass incarceration, police brutality, mass deportations, none of which are happening. But the tax resistance movement is attracting celebrities anyway. Mia Farrow says that she refuses to pay a penny of her taxes toward Trump's insane, insulting wall. Gloria Steinem, the feminist dinosaur, says that she'll deduct an amount from her tax returns that she thinks ought to go to Planned Parenthood, kill babies. So along with a thousand other things they're boycotting, liberals now plan to stiff the IRS. Good luck with that. They might as well try to boycott death. So, a word of caution. Before the libs willfully evade taxes, they should talk to Hollywood actor Wesley Snipes. He boycotted the IRS, and then a judge gave him time to boycott his freedom in a medium security facility, and they liked him. Imagine when they get hold of these feminazis.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. app. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. An inch and a half of rain has fallen at Easterwood Airport. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A lengthy list updating capital projects in the city of Bryan was given at last week's council meeting. City Manager Keene Register says you can follow the progress of Bryan's new Fire Station 2 online.
The site has been cleared. Foundation piers have been placed. Underslab utilities are being installed and various utility work is ongoing. The schedule anticipates vertical construction to begin in March, and the contractors installed a web camera showing progress of the work, which can be accessed from our website.
Bryan's traffic signal upgrade project has been completed.
Project upgraded 25 traffic signals and provided improved communication from the traffic operations shop. Additionally, the traffic signal controller replacement project, which was approved by council last year, is nearing completion with 41 traffic signal controllers and 22 traffic signal cabinets being installed to facilitate quicker response times by staff and troubleshooting problems or replacing damaged equipment from accidents.
Register says expansion of the city cemetery is nearing completion.
The roadway is complete. Most of the major construction items have been completed, and the project surveyor is setting monument markers to aid in the layout of the cemetery plots once it is put into service.
Register said weather has delayed the progress of repairs at the Bryan Aquatic Center. That work is expected to be finished in mid-March. A bronze porch could be coming to Northgate honoring the music tradition in College Station's entertainment district. City Communications Director Jay Sokol says Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keene got their start as Texas A&M students singing and writing songs on the porch of Keene's Church Avenue rental house.
It's turned into a song that they co-wrote, and each of them have recorded and performed alone and together. This old porch, that's kind of the inspiration for what this creation would be.
Sokol joined a feature writer for The Eagle, Rob Clark, who came up with the idea last year.
Started making contact with Mr. Keene and Mr. Lovett to see if they would even be agreeable to the idea. And humbly, they were, realizing that they didn't want this to be all about them, but they understood what the concept was intended to do and be.
There is also discussion of creating a front porch music series.
If we could use something with Lovett and Keene's names on it, and perhaps their advisement and guidance to help promote local artists there in the Northgate area, we think there really may be something special that could evolve from that.
The 10-foot-long and 6-foot-wide porch proposed for the city-owned promenade behind the Dixie Chicken would include an empty chair in between the musicians for fans to sit and take photos. The proposal will be presented to the city council on Thursday. Sokol says A&M System Chancellor John Sharp will pay half the cost, and the council is being asked to pay what is not covered by donations from the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. The Bryan School District had a 10% increase in student absences from Wednesday to Thursday, while College Station ISD had an increase of less than 1.5%.
There was no breakout in either district as to the number of absent students due to last Thursday's Day Without Immigrants protest. In College Station, there were 146 more absences on Thursday compared to Wednesday. There was no breakdown of student absences by campus. 95% of CSISD's more than 13,000 students attended classes last Thursday. In Bryan, 95% of the district's more than 15,000 students were in class last Wednesday. The day of the protest, the percentage dropped to 85%. The number of student absences rose from 702 on Wednesday to more than 2,200 on Thursday, then dropped to 782 on Friday. Eight campuses had student absences in the triple digits. Bryan High had 354 compared with 109 the day before. Jane Long Middle School was missing 22% of its student body, with 259 missing on Thursday. Rudder High had 205 absences on Thursday compared to 89 the day before. For the year to date, Bryan ISD absentee rate's less than 5%. Last Thursday, the rate at 16 campuses was more than 10%. Milam Elementary was missing 29% of its student body with 131 absences. Jones Elementary was missing 21% of its student body with 142 absences. The absentee rate at six other elementary schools the day of the protest was between 4 and 6%. Bowen, Branch, Houston, Johnson, Mitchell, and Ross. Spokesmen in both districts brought up the current wave of student illnesses as a contributing factor in reduced attendance. More data about last week's school attendance is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Mumford ISD has canceled classes today due to a power outage. Teachers will still report to work. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
It's going to stay mostly cloudy out there with some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm as we go through your Friday afternoon.
No. That would be incorrect. Here we go.
For today, mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, which may cause some flooding, high temperatures 70 to 75. Tonight, lingering showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cooling back down into the upper 50s. Maybe a shower early Tuesday, then some sunshine for the afternoon, up to 75 degrees. Mostly sunny skies Wednesday, 75 to 80. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the weekend in Aggie sports, including hearing from Aggie men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the team's win over Auburn on Saturday. Meanwhile, the women's team fell to Mississippi State on yesterday, and both the Aggie baseball and softball teams enjoyed a winning weekend. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I caught the last, 6 or 8 minutes of that women's game. That was a really good ball game.
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah, it was tough. It was one of those games, because I was there, and it was one of those games, though, that even when A&M was ahead, you kind of felt like you were behind.
Gotcha.
You know, and that's just frustrating.
Did not miss a three-point shot.
No, and Danny Williams was remarkable. Taylor Cooper had a few of her own, but, I mean, just chunking it up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, and again, that's the number three team in the nation.
And they were, yeah, yeah.
So, and to show how just tough it is, the next one is South Carolina, who's what?
Six or seven, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeps on going.
Yeah.
As good as the women's SEC teams are, that's how bad the men's SEC teams are.
Good point.
Pretty sad. But yeah. Anyhow, that's cool. And he had to coach this team this year.
He's playing six girls.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep. Consider that.
Four of them are basically playing the entire 40 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's a guy over on the men's team who's playing the entire games, too. It's just, it's incredible stuff. All right, so... In case you missed it, you heard the story that Chelsea had that the absentee rate in BISD spiked last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it may have just happened to be a happy coincidence that was the day that they were doing that Day Without Immigrants thing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hoping, you know, the more I thought about it, I'm hoping that those students took their books home with them. You know what I'm saying? So that they could go ahead and study on their own on that Thursday. Pretty sure they did that, right?
Yeah, of
course. Pretty sure they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And as we mentioned a little while ago, if you took all those kiddos who were gone and you interviewed them individually, how many of them could explain to you for 30 seconds why they were not there?
Yeah, they'd just Donald Trump, because Donald Trump sucks, man.
Yeah, because my buddy said they're not going to school, so I'm not going to school either.
Yeah.
So, those both sounded like guys. There could have been girls who didn't go, too. I don't want it to be just that, but nonetheless. Just, I hope that takes care of that. Now, and then there was there's a story in the local paper today about a group of people who were going to have a town hall meeting, and they invited Congressman Bill Flores to be there, and he couldn't be there because he had a personal commitment and also a prior commitment, and also because it was on such short notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how short was the notice? The organization was apparently formed 12 days ago.
Oh,
okay. So, you know, I understand maybe it's a last-minute thing. And I would invite them, you know, we talk to the congressman just about every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would invite them to send questions. That'd be fine.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, doesn't mean that they'll be asked, but that's true in any candidate's forum situation. But if they are fair questions that are based in fact and logic, then certainly there's some of those that we can give to the congressman to answer to us. And there will be, I think he's going to have town hall meetings. But quite honestly, what's happened is that a bunch of Republican congressmen backed down because a congressman in Utah got shouted down basically at his forum. And so Republicans have decided not to do this. And so now you're going, oh, the Republicans did that. Well, the Democrats did the same thing not that long ago, back when they were in power. And again, that does question, you know, they probably do need to be in touch with their constituents. But we talked to the congressman about that. And he said part of the problem is that organizations who have representation that are outside of his district are kind of clogging up the lines of communication.
Mm-hmm. And so, just calling and asking the same questions
over and over again.
And it's the same person.
Yeah, they're just badgering.
And so we talked about that, and he's got a form that you can fill out that can get the process going. Hello?
Hey, do they still write truancy tickets?
Do they still have what kind of tickets?
Truancy.
Truancy. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I think there is such thing as truancy, but it's, you know, it's over an amount of time and so many absences. It's not, I don't know if they would write truancy tickets for one day.
And if the parents are okay with it, then,
that's the other thing.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
can't
parents
write a ticket for that.
No, nope, you have to, they have to be kind of brought into that conversation. I know that Rick Hill is working very hard on that. Rick is, has been on that project for Brazos County for quite a while, and I in fact talked to him about it. Maybe we'll dig into that and have Rick talk to him. We've talked to him before about it, but again, he's something because he's a former administrator in College Station schools, and so he understands that side of the situation certainly. And then also he's in court, so he knows that. So I think he's the guy who's going to start handling all of the truancy cases in Brazos County, which is probably a pretty smart way to do it.
Yeah.
So that everybody's got the same rules, they're enforced the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, driving. When it comes to poor driving stereotypes, newly licensed teenagers get a bad rap. But a new study reported by USA Someday shows that young people surpass teens' risky behaviors behind the wheel by a wide margin. According to a 2016 survey by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, more than 88% of drivers ages 19 to 24 admitted to either texting while driving, running a red light, or speeding at some point in the last 30 days. Again, 88.5%.
And I think you can attribute that to not being under parental control anymore. I think there's probably a lot of parents out there who, when their 16-year-olds get their driver's license, say, all right, if you get a ticket, we're taking away the car
for,
you know, indefinitely.
Sure.
And so you've got stuff like that. Plus, I think teenagers are still a little bit more timid. And once you get more comfortable, you get a few years under your belt, that's when you actually maybe start breaking the rules a little bit more.
Well, and my concern, part of that is that, you know, we've been driving a while, and so we're able to, maybe I've forgotten now, but you learn to calculate the speed of oncoming traffic as you're going to turn onto the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And paying attention to that has really become a bigger and bigger problem, because I'm sure that most all of us, not a week goes by that we don't have somebody who turns in front of us simply because they needed to get out on the road.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have, and you don't hit them or anything, but they use poor judgment because they weren't paying attention, where they have not been able to learn to calculate the speed of an oncoming car and the amount of time that it takes for them to cover a certain distance.
Right.
And the worst happens.
The worst is when they do that and then, like, go really slow in front of on a three-lane road, you're in the middle lane or something. They could have gone to either of the other two. They get in yours and go real slow.
And then sooner or later, somebody does something stupid to try to get around them. Mm. And, you know, texting while driving, one area where young adults stood out. 59% of the drivers in the age group 19 to 24 reported sending texts or emails while driving in the last month, compared to 31% of all drivers. In other words, 60% in their group, 31% if you take all drivers into account. Some other hazardous behaviors a portion of young adults won't even admit to, they're unacceptable. Nearly 12% of drivers in the group said that speeding in a school zone is fine in some circumstances.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
No.
Is it okay?
Yeah. They think, it's fine. Now, what I find pretty interesting also is the number of young adults on the road is decreasing.
Hmm.
2014 survey found about 76% of the people in the ages 20 to 24 had a driver license, down from almost 80%. Back in 2011, and if you go back to 1983, 92% of people in the age group 20 to 24 had a license. Again, now it's about 77%.
Because they're sheltered.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Their
that's
mommies
it.
Still take them everywhere they need to go.
So, and then what that means is that as they start to drive, they still have a learning curve. Just because you're older doesn't mean that there's not a learning curve. Mm-hmm. So there's a learning curve involved there, which makes that part of the problem as well. So there you are.
Interesting. I had one friend who didn't get her driver's license until she was probably about 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what
baffles
me.
I remember.
My niece is 18, and she still doesn't have her license. And, like, my brother's upset about it. I'm like, why don't you make her get a license?
Yeah.
He's like, she doesn't want to. And I'm like, well, make her. You're her dad.
But that is an interesting situation there. I mean, we're talking right here. This is pretty much middle America that we're discussing, and those are two situations where it's – and again, when I was growing up, you could be 14. You could get a hardship at 14.
Oh, wow.
When I was growing up, you couldn't wait to get your license. You were looking for some sort of a hardship loophole to get your license at 15.
Yep. Most important thing. Most important. So
I think some kids are terrified of it. I mean, that was a big reason why my friend, you know, and that was 10 years ago, but she was scared to drive. She didn't want to.
Okay. I mean, I guess I understand that if you feel like you're not going to be good at it.
Yeah.
Of course, back in the day, see, we had a lot of ways we could just, you could go into the parking lots at A&M and you could practice there.
Oh, yeah, that's where I learned, Reed Arena.
Yeah. Is it okay to say now that I used to go out to the old Bryan Air Force Base where the Relis campus is?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we used to go out there because you could go really fast on those I can't say that.
I think the statute of limitations.
Bella, knock it off. Sit, Bella. I said sit. Why won't you listen to me?
You need Sit Means Sit dog training. Can they get Bella under control? Absolutely. Any dog, any age, and any
problem. Sit Means Sit provides training that will make Bella a happy, confident, and obedient dog. They offer free in-home training consultations. What's their number? 979-530-5577. Check out their new training facility on McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. Sit Means Sit, making happy dogs and even happier owners.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Nothing says I love you like a text message. And my guess is you don't believe that. And you know what? Neither do I. Texts and emails are incredibly practical. They're great for staying in touch with family and friends, or for short messages like, could you please pick up some milk? And sure, telling someone I love you is always a great sentiment, no matter how it's conveyed. But studies show that the most meaningful expressions of love hinge on four ingredients: spoken words, body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Those are all human characteristics that no electronic device will ever reproduce. Research like that confirms what we all instinctively know to be true. Digital communication doesn't make us come alive like the warmth and intimacy of human interaction. If you want your relationships to be deeply connected, don't rely on your smartphones too much. Spend time together. That can be as easy as talking over dinner, enjoying a weekend activity together, or making time for a walk through your neighborhood. Talk, laugh, look into each other's eyes. And if your special someone is too far away, skip the texting and emails every once in a while and at least make a call so you can hear their voice. Relationships have life, which is why love isn't best expressed through sterile digital communication. Love flourishes in the presence of intimacy, warmth, and human interaction. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
I know I need to earn my MBA if I want to move up. I'm looking for an MBA that offers unique concentrations. I want an online MBA that's top-ranked, established. I care about the school's reputation because I know my future employers will too.
Thinking about earning your MBA? At Northeastern's DeMore McKim School of Business, we offer a 100% online MBA with 8 concentrations that can help set you apart in today's competitive workforce.
To speak to an enrollment advisor, text ACCEPT to 37913.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. In A&M men's basketball, Admon Gilder scored 17 points and Robert Williams blocked a career-high 6 shots as the Aggs defeated Auburn 81-62 on Saturday. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Offensively and even in the zone, we were efficient. We turned the ball over way more than I'd like, obviously, 19 turnovers, but we make up for it when Robert Williams blocks 6 shots. So.
The Aggies, who are 14-12 on the season and 6-8 in SEC play, shot a season-best 68.9% from the field, also a third-best showing in school history. The Maroon and White next head to Fayetteville, where they'll face Arkansas on Wednesday. Tip-off is slated for 7:30 p.m. with pregame at 7, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the number 23 A&M women's team fell 72-67 to number 3 Mississippi State yesterday at Reed Arena. Danny Williams led the Aggies with 23 points. She was joined in double figures by Curtis Knox with 19, Kyla Hillsman with 13, and Taylor Cooper with 10 points. The ladies next return to action on Thursday to host number 6 South Carolina at 8 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 7:45, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget on The Zone tonight also, you can catch both basketball teams' coaches' shows. The Gary Blair Show will be at 6 p.m., followed by the Billy Kennedy Show at 7. In A&M baseball, the number 20 Aggies ransacked the Bowling Green Falcons in the nightcap of Saturday's Twin Bill 16-5 to cap off a dominating three-game series sweep on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Couldn't be more proud of our team, you know, three games in with all the new faces, and guys played with a lot of confidence, and you know, the older guys showed them the way in every facet. So, you know, all in all, we threw it over the plate, made routine plays, and were incredibly competitive offensively.
The Aggies outscored the Falcons by a combined tally of 50-8 for the opening weekend. It marked the most runs the Maroon and White have produced in an opening three-game weekend. Nick Chorby led the Aggies at the plate, going 3-for-4 with 4 runs and 2 RBIs. The Aggs return to action Tuesday when they play host to the SFA Lumberjacks in a 6:30 p.m. contest at Olsen. Pre-game begins at 6:15, and you can hear the game on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the 17th-ranked A&M softball team concluded the Texas A&M Invitational with a tight 8-7 victory over Stephen F. Austin yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies finished the tournament with a seamless 5-0 record and moved to 10-0 on the season. Junior Lexi Smith earned the win for the Aggs after notching a season high of 12 strikeouts. Samantha Shaw relieved Smith in the 7th inning and recorded her second save of the season. The Maroon and White return to action Thursday as they travel to Cathedral City, California to compete in the Mary Nutter Classic. The Aggs face Long Beach State in Game 1 at the Big League Dreams at 5 p.m. and you can hear the action on Willie 1550 a.m. And in the NBA, Anthony Davis scored an all-star game record 52 points at his home arena, and the Western Conference squad defeated the East 192-182 Sunday night in New Orleans. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is indeed time for our deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2013 Kia Soul, four-door hatchback, great mileage, cool-looking SUV, only $9,999. If you're looking more at a truck or something along those lines, of course, with the F-150s and the Super Duties that they've got, you've got the Texas Custom Outfitters with package deals and financing available. Wheels, tires, bumpers, windows, window tint, etc. Truck month has started, huge savings and discounts, and Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck for 40 straight years. To find them all, they're online at teamofnavasota.com, or you can make the short trip south to Navasota. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8373. 72.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing, or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
About a minute and a half till Newstalk 1620 WTAW News Study from Glassdoor offers in-depth looks at exactly what motivates people to quit their jobs. Based on the analysis of resumes of more than 5,000 workers who changed jobs in the last 9 years, researchers identified top three reasons. Number one, company culture. Number two, salary. Number three, being stuck in the same job for long periods of time.
Huh.
God, I've had this job for like 30 years. I can't move
but
up.
But the company culture is good for
yeah,
you.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. The call, yeah, it really is. They let me come in at 6 o'clock. All right. This could mean money here. In the wildly competitive world of endurance sports, every second counts. When researchers found techniques that would improve times, athletes will listen. In a small new study, a team of scientists at the University of Georgia looked into the effect of sucrose, plain old table sugar, on endurance for athletes' performances. Runners who repeatedly gargled and spit out a sucrose solution during a time trial were on average 5% faster.
Wow.
5%'s a lot.
Yeah, and you're not even consuming it?
Yep, that's it.
Huh.
So I guess, it does kind of, some of it does certainly enter your system.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm thinking NFL Combine.
Yeah. Hey-o.
That could make a difference. Yeah. Hey,
gargling.
The rain has not moved. I'm sorry. It's just sitting on us. It is just sitting, so it's going to be a while, all right? WGA.